let's start a little bit about your FFA background. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in FFA and some of the projects and things that you were involved with as an FFA member through high school.
I was originally started in FFA through my father. He was very involved in FFA and it was instilled in me to join this organization. I'm very glad he did. I started when I was a freshman at the Gothenburg chapter, and I was very involved in speaking events like parliamentary procedure, creed speaking, and I got in meats judging and some livestock judging events as well. My SAE was was sheep production, and I worked for Britt and Joe Anderson in diversified crop production placement, working with real crops and then working with a cattle feedlot.
The other day I was talking to Lil Catlett, a past FFA national officer, and he said he knew exactly the moment and could tell me that he wanted to become a national officer. His advisor saw it, he saw it. What was your moment, and how did that moment, how did you work towards it once you realized it?
I don't know if I had a specific moment where I knew I was going to run. For me, it was a cultivation. There's a bunch of events where I saw national officers, the quality of people they were, the ethics and character that they held, and the influence they had on our organization. And after seeing them, getting to know them, and realizing the potential that these young people had, I wanted to be a part of them. And I'm very excited this next year to engage the potential of our young FFA members and engage the potential of this organization and of agriculture. And that will be some of my goals for this year, is to find our members' strengths, facilitate success for them, and engage the potential that all our young FFA members hold. These are our future agriculturalists. They are bright, young go-getters who are going to change this industry and solve our agriculture's problems. And it's my goal to engage the potential that they hold.
We talk about students like you, and you can always see you guys rise to the top because you're bright and you're engaged and you're involved in the organization. How do you reach out to some of the members maybe that are, I don't want to say lukewarm, but aren't quite as involved as you were or as some of the other officers and stars are at the national level?
Well, I didn't get here by myself. I had some very influential difference makers who saw potential in me and found my strengths and built me up so that I have the opportunity to serve this year. And that's what I want to do for our FFA members. No matter what level of success they define themselves at, everyone can find someone to help. And as a national officer, it's very important to form those relationships with those members, to reach out and find their strengths, to let them know what kind of success they can achieve in their place in this organization and in agriculture. And as a national officer, that is done through a variety of ways, whether it be giving a keynote, giving a speech, having a one-on-one with a member, or just being an overall influence to those young people. That's my goals as a national officer, to find whether they're members that are at the top, members who are just joining FFA, or whatever level that they are in, is find their potential and create success for them.
Let's talk a little bit about what was going through your mind today. What did you hear? What didn't you hear? And what were you thinking when you realized it was your name being called for the Central Region Vice President?
I was very at peace. I knew that this process is a direction of where I will serve, not a definition of if I will serve. And that allowed me to give a lot of peace. Now, was I nervous? Oh, yeah. But that allowed me to be at peace with what was called. I am very excited to serve. I think I just heard Nebraska, and that's about all I heard before I found myself up on stage with Wiley and Lindsay, and it was a great experience, and I'm very excited for this next year.
Tell me a little bit about you, major, where you go to school, goals and aspirations looking forward.
I'm a sophomore agribusiness student at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I really enjoy it there, and I'm really excited to work in this agricultural industry. I have a passion for this industry, and I'm excited to find my place in its field.
How can the next year of service help to guide you to your place?
This year of service will definitely challenge me, definitely make me grow, and that's another piece that I'm excited for. And I know the variety of experiences that an FFA officer gets to partake in, whether that's at the local level, the state level, or the national level, it's a growing experience. And my goal is to make sure that in this experience, I find exactly where I want to go. And I know it will be in agriculture, it'll be working with people, and I have a passion for this industry. And this growing experience will definitely help make me a better part so I can give back to this industry.
Congratulations again, and thank you very much.
Thank you.